Nice stuff. Hypnopsycho by Los Plentronics. Then we heard I'm So Hollow doing the song Dreams to Fill the Vacuum. And Alibaba Review, Rats in My Room. Yeah. Some prime Zombo. Here is Les Six Tigres. So it is French Rockabilly. That's the name of the tune, Rockabilly. All right, that says it all, doesn't it? Rockabilly by is Les Six Trojans. So probably the Six Trojans, maybe? All right, well, let's, oh, look at that, 2 o'clocky. What do we got here? So, breakfast for dinner. Pull up a chair, breakfast for dinner. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast, an Egyptian feast of melodious harmonies, harmonic melodies, and molded little anonymities. That's right, power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. Yeah, okay. Sunday nights, 11 to midnight. With an encore presentation, Thursdays, 1 to 2 p.m. on RCT. That's right, and streams on WRCT.org. Yes. All right, smooth and easy relaxing with Eric O'Brien blends instrumental versions of songs everyone knows with the occasional vocal pop tune and then mixes in the odd news, interesting story. Hey, my show! Why, you dirty rotten! Interesting song facts and a moment of two of levity. If there's too much noise in the world, tune in to smooth, relaxing, and easy. Why you? What else we got going on here? Ah, here we go. Here's a humdinger. It's the irony alarm just went off from 2011. Once again, yes, I'm going to tell you that every year thousands of people die from diseases that could have been prevented by vaccinations. Let me cross that out and put in million. Yeah. These tough economic times, more families must choose between health care and critical needs. Fortunately, there's a government program to provide free vaccines. Yeah, how about that? For more information, NACHO, N-A-C-C-H-O. Yeah, that's NACHO vaccines. And public service announcement from the National Association. And it's fine, it's from the Association of County and City Health Officials, so it's not from the CDC. Mm-hmm. Oh, my CDC-15. I think that was a David Bowie tune. All right, to get the most out of your medication, know what's in them. Studies show that customers who have a relationship with their... Oh, it's been so long since I visited the pharmacist and had a little chat with him. And know their pharmacist, know their medicine, have a clear understanding of how to use them. That's why it can make a big difference in your health. That's right. He or she can be a valuable ally learning about these medications. The best way to establish a relationship is to learn his or her name, your pharmacist. That is correct. Know your medicine. Know your pharmacist. Know yourself. Yeah. The public service announcement from the American pharmacist, Mr. Pharmacist in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Zombo here. Look at that. 3 hours. Am I going to make 3 hours? I just may go home early. I don't have to stay here till 5 o'clock. I didn't know it was going to burn through all these tunes so fast. I thought it was going to be a piece of cake. It is not a piece of cake. This cake isn't as big as I thought it was. I had a couple pieces of cake, and now I got some crumbs left. So let's dig some crumbs. Here's some surf tune. I have no idea what it is. Neither do you.
We'll be right back.
Nice psychedelic piece there by 1313 Mockingbird Lane, which of course was the address where the monsters lived. And that song was Space Ghost. Before that, we heard another instrumental, but don't know what it is. Sorry, can't help you there. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh Zombo right here. Winding down. I don't know what I'm saying, winding down. Let's tell me how long it's 10 o'clock, 11, 12, 1, 2. I've been on there. Started at 10. Man, I'm getting loopy already. 11 o'clock, noon o'clock, 1 o'clock. I've been on the air 4 hours. Really? Seems longer than 4 hours. Yeah, because I'm done at 1 and it's 2. Holy moly. That extra hour, this is killing me. I don't know if I'm going to make it to 5 o'clock. I don't think this is going to happen. I was going to do a Zombathon till 5 o'clock. And I'm running out of music. I'm running out of steam. Oh, man. Music and steam. Those are the two things I really like. Well, let's just keep chugging along. Let's just rock till we drop. Here's Uh-Oh by the Imps. So it's not so rocking, but it's a cute tune. WRCT Pittsburgh. Zombo in your brain. We'll be right back.
6 years I spent looking for her. 6 years of traveling through mountains and deserts, looking for the love I lost. Araban, the most beautiful muchacha south of the Rio Grande. The times I spent with her were the happiest of my life. Her lips were as red as the Mexican cactus roll. Her hair as black as the socks from Sancho del Castillo, the famous bendejo that stole from the rich and killed the poor. The cleavage between her breasts was as deep as the cliffs from Acapulco. One night she went outside to buy a pack of caballeros, and I never saw her since. What happened to her? Nobody saw her leave. What happened to Araban? Nobody knew a thing. What the hell happened to my beautiful baby? All those years that I traveled to find her trail, she visited me in my dreams every single night. Come and get me, come and get me, she whispers, and when she's about to tell me where she is, she vanishes in a fog. One bad day I crossed the red desert. I drank too much mezcal and so did Burrito, my horse. We stumbled and I fell. I tried to hold on to a cactus, but it was too late. Days later, I opened my eyes and found that I was in a hospital. Who's that over there? I asked the doc who took care of us. It's Señorita Compostela del Testa Rosa del Sagrada Familia del Jalcabas. She came in 6 years ago and she never spoke a word. But I knew better. I recognized the body. Those voluptuous curves. Araban. Araban. And when she heard her name, she turned her head and her eyes were filled with tears.
Decided to try to outrun. short, me happy horse. Feel me wife and pick me cause one cocoa full basket. One cocoa full basket. Every little makes a muckle. Donkey said he were no level, but me can't depend on my neighbor's pot. Me happy hustle around the clock. If I sit down, things won't come.
Okay, we're almost there. Cleaning it up. That's The Hustler. Another nice little ska reggae thing there by Junior Soul. Before that, the vocal version of Blues Theme by the Hands of Time. And, let's see, there's some instrumental I don't know, but Arbon. Beautiful song. Arbon by the Treble Spankers. That was nice. That's from a new album called Arabon. That's a nice little spaghetti western thing. Uh-oh, by the Imps. So I'm thinking now, okay, I'm starting to see that I'm almost out of my backlog tunes and I can start mixing some stuff in. I got a thing from Scott wanting some jazz. When I think jazz, there's a couple of things that just spring right to mind as just blisteringly gritty, just that visceral jazz. And I used to DJ this tune. I used to do swing nights when swing was the thing. And boy, did I love playing this tune. And just seeing people like grind and just have at it to this tune is just the mental image. This is the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra doing Happy Go Lucky Local. This thing is just tearing it up. Here we go. This is Jasmine.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. That's real George. Happy-go-lucky local. By the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. And, you know, it got me in the mood for some screaming visceral jazz, man. Just that real deep, gritty stuff. Here's Boots Brown with Hip Boots. Check this guy out. That's what I'm talking about. Boots Brown doing Hip Boots. And, you know, I'm not going to apologize for the quality of that tune. That is from some old, weird, reel-to-reel tape. I have no idea where that came from. But boy, oh boy, that's from another dimension, man. That guy is just blowing like crazy. Boots Brown. Here's another really visceral jazz tune. I got to play it. Cobra by the Boys. Joey, it's what I'm talking about. That's Cobra by the Boys. And, you know, I am getting this the third, second, fifth wind. I don't know, man, but it's getting intense. Here comes some more intense in your guts. Dick Dale Caravan, WRCT. Dick Dale Caravan, can you dig it? I know you can. All right, one good, mashing, crashing, insane surf tune deserves another. The Ultras with Death Tube. Now it's time. Let's visit the guts of rock and roll. Not the roots of rock and roll, the guts of rock and roll. And one of the gutsiest guys ever was this madman, Ronnie Self. You so right for me.
Whoa, wow, baby, be open at the door. You got all I need, but a little bit more. Honey, honey, you're so right for me. Baby, baby, you're so right for me. Well, I never seen a dolly and cry so much. Be right, baby, and all of that such. Whoa, honey, honey, you're so right for me. Baby, baby, you're so right for me. Baby, baby, you're so right for me. Well, you're such a pretty dolly, got the sweetest lips. When I kiss you, baby, my poor heart flips. Just right for me. Well, let me tell you, baby, love's in the making. You open up the door, there'd be a whole lot of shaking.
Honey, honey,
you just right for me.
Honey, honey,
you're so right for me. Baby, baby, you're so right for me.
All right, let's do another really screaming rockabilly here for you. Actually, Ronnie Self, probably one of his own worst enemies. He did a lot of things to submarine his career. He actually wrote I'm Sorry. That there was it was a big hit for, I think, Connie Francis or something. But let's get back in. The Phantom recorded one crazy tune, got in a car accident, and died.
Help the world for all of you. Got a chance at last. Look at the things we wanna do. Don't hesitate, I can't wait. Love me. You set my soul fire. Every muscle in my body is burning with desire. Baby, kiss me too. Make me know you're mine. Love me with desire. Oh, honey, this is fine. Don't hesitate, I can't wait. Love me. Ah!
Yeah, and you know, we're gonna do one more over the top just to wind everything down, wind all this visceral, gutsy madness, and we're gonna get back into trying to finish up the collection I wanted to play for you there. I just got really sidetracked with intensity. And this is the best way I know how to wrap up all that intensity and move on.
Sometimes I try to do things and it doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. I'm like, I try hard to do it. And I'm like, try and take my time and it doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on it real hard, but it doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try never turns out. It's like I need time to figure these things out. And there's always someone going, hey, Brack, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know. You should maybe get away and, like, maybe you should talk about it. You'll feel a whole lot better. And I go, no, it's okay. You know, I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone and I'll figure it out. You know, I'll just just work it out myself. And they go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know, and you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it, so why don't you talk about it? And I go, no, I don't want to, I'm okay, I'll figure it out myself. And then they keep bugging me, and they just keep bugging me, and it builds up inside. You got me until you lie, you bang your heart, your blood's out of high, you know what I'm saying today, and you pray your heart till you take it away. I'm not crazy! Room and I was just staring at the wall thinking about everything, but then again I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in and I didn't know she was there, and she called my name and I didn't even hear it. And then she started screaming, "Perk, perk!" And I go, what's the matter? And she goes, "What's the matter with you?" And I go, "There's nothing wrong, Mom." And she goes, "Don't tell me that you're on drugs." And I go, "No, Mom, I'm not on drugs, I'm okay. I was just thinking, you know, why don't you get me a Pepsi?" And she goes, "No, you're on drugs!" And I go, "Mom, I'm okay, I'm just thinking." And she goes, "No, you're not thinking, you're on drugs. Normal people don't act that way." I go, "Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi." And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi, just one Pepsi. Ugh. All I wanted was a Pepsi, just one Pepsi. She wouldn't give it to me, just a Pepsi. They give you a white shirt with long sleeves tied around your back, the keys on the eve, dogs are blessed, they're lazy, they're crazy. I'm not crazy! I'm sitting in my room and my mom and dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down and they go, "Brock, we need to talk to you." And I go, "Okay, what's the matter?" And they go, "Man, your mom, I've been noticing lately that you've been having a lot of problems. You've been going off for no reason. We're afraid you're going to hurt somebody. We're afraid you're going to hurt yourself. So we decided that it'd be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you could go and get the help you need." And I go, "Wait! What are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How can you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy? When I went to your schools, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. How can you say I'm crazy? They say you're gonna fix my brain, leave me in my certain pain, but the minute I'll be dead. I'm not crazy! You're the one who's crazy! You're trying to make crazy! They took me in and took me in and took me in and blah, 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 my tail. It doesn't matter. I'll probably get hit by a car anyway.
That winds down. That whole bit of intense. It was just all building up. That jazz started to get me, and then we went into that over the top surf stuff, and then that rockabilly, and then we just had to wind it down with some Brack. Winding it down. Ooh yeah. Let's get back in. Let's try and finish up my collection of stuff I wanted to play. This is the Kilauea's. New from the Kilauea's. Venus Kisses the Sea. Zombo in Your Brain. But look, I got to tell you some stuff, though. Zombo in Your Brain. It's got no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT in Pittsburgh. And there's Zombo's Deep Archive, playing shows from 13 years ago, Tuesdays, right here, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And let's see, we got our couch dancing, funky, deep, psychedelic, electronical music and that. Couch Dancing with DJ Firefly, Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5 p.m., and replaying, re-airing on 2:30 to 4:30 on Sundays on WRCT Pittsburgh. All right, let's dig something from the new Kilauea Surf album. This is Venus Kisses the Sea, and you're listening to this guy here, and you're right there, RCT. Kilauea's with Venus Kiss the Sea. It is now 3 o'clock. Do you know where your Zombo's at? Right here. Right here, baby. Just because a campfire doesn't smoke or anything doesn't mean that it's out, or if it just doesn't do anything. I mean, before leaving it, you got to do these things, okay? You drown the embers with water and dirt and stir them and drown them and then drown them again and then get a bunch of oily rags and then wipe them down. And then you get a big thing of gasoline, and then you pour it on there, and then you make sure it doesn't catch on fire. Then you sit on it for 4 hours. That's the only way you can prevent forest fires. Go to Smokey. I call him Smokey the Bear, not Smokey Bear. I'm just a renegade like that. Only you can prevent wildfires, and that's why we're doomed. Because it's all on you. That's why we're doomed. I hope you're happy. What do we got here? Let's see. Taking care of loved ones can lead to plenty of questions, like, how the hell did I get in this situation? Fortunately, there's a place where you can get answers for them and you. Find articles, tips, and tools, and experts and fellow caregivers who have been in your place. Visit AARP for caregiving. Or is it AAARP? So it's like an automobile club for old folks. Caregiving Resource Center at AARP. Caregiving is like Avon. Avon. Brought to you by AARP and WRCT. There we go. So I got that thing with stuff out of the way. I got those things out of the way. Yeah, winding down, man. I don't know if I can make this 7 hours. I got 5 in. And I think I got, yeah, let's see. 1, 2, 3. Because I'm usually done at 1. And that's a 3-hour show. So this makes it 5. So I didn't even need my other hand to do that one yet. So I don't know if I'm going to make 2 hours with these little scraps of things left, but I am going to get through the things that I have set aside to play for you for, like, you know what I might do? I might do something interesting. But then again, I may not. But I have an idea. But right now, let's finish up all the music I've collected over the past couple years that haven't fit in the theme shows. Here's a neat little rockin' number. This is Mr. Mac with Ice Cold Water, an old hillbilly rockabilly thang.
Well, I've got a date. Keep me going strong, baby. Keep me going strong. If I can. baby.